But no storms. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, we're back. Good morning. Coming to you from my radio hut right here on Dakota Avenue. Got some light snow right now. We're up to 25 degrees. Well, as promised, I've been talking about this all morning. The man from the Chess Club's Inn, Dominic Robber, once a month we get to chat. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You had good holidays.
Yes, and I hear you have too, so that's fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You've got a lot going on, Dominic, yes. With the Chess Club here in 2025. I'm just reading the emails that you send out, right. You know, pretty much weekly, and I'm just going, wow. Yep. You are really tied into a lot of stuff. I'm going to let you get going. You got a big tournament coming up.
Absolutely. You know, we just heard the weather. Been a little snowy just now, and I think we've got the perfect thing for that. So in just over 2 weeks, we have our second Winter Chess Classic, this tournament that has been drawing, I want to say, about 30 people last time. So we're trying to get there, maybe above, who knows. So if you any interested in chess, you live anywhere in the area, feel free to join us on the 25th in Breckenridge at the Family Community Center. Be there at 8:30. We're looking forward to many players of all ages. This last time was a blast, and I know it will be again.
Fantastic. And we're talking a lot about this, too. I got it on our promo sheets about the tournament coming up.
That's awesome.
And that's going on at the community center, correct?
That is correct, yes. A great atmosphere there, great people. Love working together with them. So shout out as well to the community center. And actually, if I may, also I would like to give a shout out to the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation, who is sponsoring us for this event. Thank you very much, Scott. Much appreciated. You know, it's that kind of coming together that's great in the community. And I think you and I, we just talked about this, how some of the people listening, we get feedback. Well, I should say you get feedback that here in our community, BrackWap, you know, we're not that big of a community, but we are doing, you know, we're doing our part. We try to engage people. And I know our chess club isn't the biggest, but we want to make sure we have something we can offer to people. Yeah, a lot of people, they like football and hockey, but, you know, there's other people, too, who might like chess. So
And obviously there is, and you're not that big yet. Yep. But, you know, this thing keeps growing, too, looking at where you were a year ago.
Yep.
You're a lot bigger now, and the more you tweak things, it seems to help, too. What else have you got on your sheet there? You got a lot of good notes here.
Absolutely. So last Tuesday, so 2 days ago, we ramped it up again at the library, and I happened to play with one of our juniors. And by the way, they are becoming stronger and stronger. It's amazing to see. So I learned there is a North Dakota school chess competition. It's mostly online, but when I talked to Cherig a little more, it turns out you can qualify there over several rounds to go to an in-person tournament, and I forgot exactly where that is, but it sounds like two of our juniors, they might have a chance to qualify for that championship, and I am more than thrilled to say, and I wish you both good luck. I think it's Cherik and Zachary, if I remember this correctly, and I think they have a really good chance as well, so it's amazing to see that. And just, you know, to point out that again, you know, if you want to learn more about chess and get better at it, I mean, be a student or an adult, it doesn't matter. I know we have a lot of kids and a lot of adults who have gotten better over the last 12 months, and this is really a great place for that. And, you know, this tournament just shows that. It's not very common that in a small community like ours, you have these strong chess-playing kids, and so
right.
It's great to see.
So what about people that say, you know, I can't play chess because I don't possess the IQ, or I don't possess, you know, that's, okay, do some myth-busting here.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And anybody can learn chess. And truly, when people say, oh, I can see, you know, 10 moves ahead, Do you think I can? I mean, things
change. I believe you can. Okay, that's my belief.
Things change so quickly on the board. You have no idea really what's going to happen in 10 moves. If you can even see two or three moves ahead, you're more than set for most games, honestly. And the thing is, the more you play, the better you get. And I think that's one of the beauties of this game is that you can pick it up at any age and you can get good at it. And I just watched a video the other day of a guy from Norway, I want to say, who really loved the game, and he was never quite super good at it, but as an adult, he really started and became a grandmaster, and that's amazing. And so anything is really possible. There's really no limit.
Is there an adrenaline to this once you make a move? I mean, does your heart beat a little faster going... Okay.
No, absolutely. It can be it can be quite like that. It depends a little bit, you know, how quick of a game you play and so on. But no, there's definitely emotions going through your brain and so on. That's no, absolutely. There's a lot going.
Explain something to me, because I was wondering about this when I was talking about the tournament coming up. Yep. 15-minute rounds.
Yes,
is what you do, and that is specifically timed out, I would imagine.
Yes,
just to keep it moving, right?
Yeah, correct. So we have clocks, and basically each player has 15 minutes, and if your time is up, you lose. Now, having said that, 15 minutes, you can make a lot of moves. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have never played with a clock, we can show you how it's done. And by the way, the Tuesday before the tournament, we have our small tournament at the library. That would be the perfect occasion to kind of get used to that. So if you want to give it a shot first to see that, come and join us then.
And I think people should just come and watch.
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
Even if you, I mean, just come in and see, yeah, if this is something you want to get into.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We do have that too sometimes, and we see that, and especially at the big tournament, that's a great atmosphere for that too. And do we have another minute for a talk about something?
Absolutely,
else?
Keep going.
There you go. I just heard, well, this morning you were here too, that, you know, we have two big tournaments, and while it's too early to talk about Blue Goose Days, just learned that for Blue Goose Days we will have the youth shelter, which is an amazing big deal for us. So
that is
thank
huge.
You very much for that. That is huge. So can't wait for that as well.
And that is Blue Goose. And you've done this before in conjunction with Blue Goose Days, correct?
That Blue Goose Day is where it all started, actually.
Okay.
And very excited about that date. That's going to be special for us, you know, as long as we have the chess club, because that's where it all started. Yeah.
All right. Dominic, great to have you in here. Anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Just one thing, which is that every now and then I run into someone just out at the grocery store, at the cafe, and they say, hey, I heard you on the radio, you know, really, really like what you're doing. Thanks for what you do. And I just always say, no, thank you. It's an honor to do that. And I really appreciate that. Appreciate you, Bill, doing this show. So it's amazing.
Absolutely. Dominic, that's why we're here. So great to have you in here. I was wishing it was more than once a month, but we'll work on that.
We'll work on that.
Dominic Robert talking Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess. We do it once a month. It's 9:14 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, Fargo Force fans. The Force are at home this weekend as they take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Friday is OG's birthday. Come celebrate when the puck drops at 7:05. And come back Saturday night at 6:05 for Melt the Ice.